Well, that was goddamn well terrible. Anyway, I got a couple of news stories here, and let's see if we can just cut through the crap. And once again, no beer. Well, it's early evening here, so there may well be later. But let's go to the first story, and the headline reads, Paramedic 23 took her own life after being shamed for littering outside her home. And of course, with this headline, we're supposed to believe that she was caught littering outside her home and that made her kill herself. Of course, nobody does that, do they? Not anybody in their right minds, anyway. And if you read the story, lo and behold, she's had mental issues a lot of times through her life. She had an anorexia before. And it's a well-known fact, at least by me, and I think doctors, that femmes suffer from a lot of mental health issues. And of course, being shamed for littering outside her house was probably the last straw. But it could easily have happened if she missed her last bus or something. She obviously wasn't getting the help that she needed. And if you look at the picture of her, she was a modern femon. She had the tats and a nose ring, which signifies usually that she's the new breed of femon. It is unfortunate that she took her own life at 23 years of age. It does seem such a waste. But you must remember, guys, when you date a femon, and nowadays, and she's probably been with probably 50, 60 men, you're not just dating this femon, you're also dating all those 60, 50 men, and all the baggage that carries along with it. A lot of women in their younger years are emotional wrecks, aren't they? And I don't see why we have to deal with something maybe a man, say 10 guys ago, did to her. Now, I can't quite remember the exact sort of amount, but there's loads of femons in the United States that are on medication for mental health problems. Then once again, they're putting these femons in places of power. But anyway, my feelings do go out to her family. And I guess her family didn't notice how serious her mental health situation was. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have done something about it. Well, that's the trouble with these mental health issues. The femons hide it very well. But the tats and the nose ring is a very good sign to start with, I would think. But it's not just the femons that are losing their marbles. The next news story is about a man. Yes, I found this news story about a man. Of course, it isn't really good, but never mind. Get ready. World's most pierced man has 258 studs on his penis and still has great sex life. Yeah, I doubt it. But get ready. Boo, Jesus, my God. What the hell is that? Man, as you know, I'm not a femon. At least, hang about, let me check. I'm eating two veg. Nope, I'm a man. But how could you even begin to be attracted to that? Unless you are a magnet. Apparently, he has 453 piercings. He's in the Guinness Book of Records. He's 61 years old, and he works for a telecoms company. Obviously, not out and about. He has to be stuck in an office somewhere, thank God. So even men, of course, can have mental health problems, of course, because there's something obviously wrong to want to look like this. And it's usually, I find, is people with low self-esteem, and they want to just try and build themselves up with something. Something external, usually, because they don't think they're unique themselves, so they have to try and be unique. And of course, he's all covered in tattoos as well all over his body. He's had his eyes done and obviously some horns put in his head, as you do, you know. I mean, each to his own, but to me he looks like a freak. Something you'd see at a carnival many, many years ago. And of course it is a mental health issue, it's an addiction, isn't it? Like gambling or like drinking. It must be kind of difficult even just to eat something, I would imagine. Man, don't tell me the femons are flocking around him all over the place. I bet you he pays for it. Of course, we all pay for it, don't we? And apparently he's from Germany and didn't get his first piercing until he was 40 years old. So there's a chance for me yet. But in the modern world, it's by far the femons that are getting the tats and the rings and God knows what else, isn't it? And I wonder how much they all weigh. You know the world is a bit of a sick place when people are letting other people do this sort of thing to their bodies. But I guess each to his own. Not my cup of tea, for sure. Is it yours? Now here's another story that I knew was gonna happen. So this is a 19-year-old femme who went out drinking at quite a few pubs. She had quite a lot to drink, and I guess she started feeling dizzy and funny after a while, and she had to be pushed home in a trolley. Hey, I remember those nights. Don't you guys? Then she shows a picture of her arm as the bruise on it. Then, of course, it's not because she's just young and not used to alcohol, or she probably is, or she just drank way too much to drink. No, it's because she thinks she may have been spiked in the arm with a needle or something. I don't know, that to me looks like a bruise, which she could have got at any time, stumbling around. You see, I know that lots of femmes are going to use this spike thing because they've acted in a bad way, or they just can't handle their drink, or they're just damn well drunk. But it can't be they are behaving badly. No, no, we have to make an excuse. It's not their fault. And notice how she's got the spike on her arm. If you're going to spike somebody with a needle, it doesn't have to be in the arm. It can be pretty much anywhere. And why aren't these people spiking men too? It's amazing how come they don't do men. Now I remember a few stories in Thailand where some guys or a guy went back with this girl he didn't know, and then all of a sudden she got him a drink, and then he just passed out. And he woke up in the morning, pretty druggy, and all his valuables were gone. Funny that, isn't it? It's not so widespread happening now, but it did happen quite a lot when I was there. And what they put in the drink isn't acting like as if you were drunk. It just actually knocks you out for sometimes 11 hours. But anyway, there'll be a lot of these sort of stories where femmes think they've been spiked, you know, or needled. You see, it not only takes responsibility for their actions away from them, it also makes them a victim. It's a double whammy for them. And it also seems to be the case when a femme gets accidentally pregnant. It's not her fault either. And I believe that mostly all femmes have mental health issues, just some worse than others, that's all. But anyway, guys, thanks for taking the time to listen to my sort of dribble. But at least I'm fairly normal, aren't I?
They're coming to take me away, ha ha, hee ho, ha ha, to the funny farm where things are beautiful all the time.
Where's my medication?